Welcome back to Just Yappin', the number one radio show in your area. I'm Jace. I'm joined here today by
Noah
and
Cohen.
Okay, so today, guys, it's going to be an extra long episode. So, yeah, let's get right into it. Anything you guys want to start off with?
Anything we just want to yap about?
Just yap.
Just yappin'. Oh my gosh, I got the show idea.
You got a show idea?
Yes.
What's it called?
Just Yappin'.
Crazy, because you guys are listening to Just Yappin' on Indy's Giant 90.9, your station for variety.
Noah, you had something?
No.
Let's talk about your theory, bro.
My theory?
Your game theory.
Yes, come on. Come on. Come on.
Okay, so basically, you guys know, listening at home, the dad and the cop dad and the son from Cloudy with the Chance of Meatballs.
Yeah, if you guys have ever seen Cloudy and the Chance of Meatballs, you know, the main character, he's a scientist, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And then you have dad, and then his son. I got a crazy out there theory.
Just a theory, though.
It's a game what if, theory. Thanks for
it's
watching.
A film theory.
Film theory.
I don't think we could say it.
Nah, it's cool.
But what if the cop dad, the son, and Flintlock Wood are the Spot, Miles Morales, and Jefferson Davis from Spider-Man.
What? Oh, by the way, the cop's name is Earl.
Oh.
Flintlock Wood.
Like, think about
it. So here's what I think about this whole situation while I turn up my headphones so I can hear myself talking. I don't know. Because that would make a lot of sense in one way, but in another way, is it like they're different multiverse-ish or universe, or did they just grow up and move to New York?
All right. So, if we're talking multiverse here, okay?
Oh, God.
Multiverse is endless. It's forever. So, technically, his theory is correct, no matter what.
Way to be right, Noah. For the first time in forever.
For real.
Whoa, hold on.
Nah, I just watched you bust out a whole paper. I just watched you bust out a whole paper of algebra. You're right. You're always right. You're smart. Good job, buddy.
So I've been playing a lot of Ark.
Of course you have.
And I gotta say, dude, you should play it.
No.
Why?
I don't like dinosaurs.
What? Okay. Whoa.
I don't like dinosaurs.
Whoa.
They suck.
I grew out of my dinosaur phase. I was like 4, bro.
Did you ever watch Dino Dan?
I watched Dinosaur Train.
Dude.
Oh, Dino Dan? I know what you're talking about.
Dino Dan. Oh, that show's awesome. I love Dino Dan.
That was...
Are the only people that I know other than my cousin who's watched Dino Dan.
Jaden? Or...
Well, who's Jaden?
Your little cousin.
Oh, no. His name's Remy.
Oh.
Yeah, and then he moves to college and gives his book to his younger brother, and then it becomes...
I want to say Steven.
I don't even know. I didn't even see that.
Isn't it like Dino Trek? Or something.
Trek.
If it's not Dino Dan, it's not right.
Yeah, just same with Steven Blue's Clues, bro.
Exactly.
If it's not Steve, it's not
dude,
nothing.
Dude, Dino Dan was so good, and nobody's ever watched it, and it makes me so sad. I'm gonna cry. I'm gonna actually cry, because I just remember watching it all the time, and that's what sparked my love for dinosaurs. And for a while, I wanted to be a paleontologist because of it.
Yeah, me too.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, then I was like, wait, I got to go to other countries.
I've always wanted to do something with music, so my interests have never really changed all that much.
So why no to the dinosaurs?
I just don't mess with dinosaurs.
But, like, what's wrong with them?
You know, I don't have anything against dinosaurs. I just don't like them.
So you're
but why
me,
don't you like them?
You're telling me you never went
I don't
to
believe.
The, you never went to the children's museum.
Okay, that's different.
Ooh,
though.
That was
when
fire.
You dug up the bones and stuff, yeah, that's different.
Dude, I always try to dig to the bottom.
I don't like watching dino stuff, but like experiencing dino like that, like that's cool. Like seeing dino skeletons and
yeah, like the dome.
And yeah, like the
dude, the
whatever
domes
it is.
Scare me.
Me too.
The big whatever, I forget what it's called. The big dinosaur that just is inside the dome.
Oh yeah, the T-Rex.
Yeah. No, I'm talking about the one that, like, clashes through the dome.
Oh, the Brontosaurus.
Yeah.
Or Brontosaurus.
Yeah.
I mean, what I feel like it would scare any child that...
No, I thought it was cool.
Well, dude. It scared us. I mean, like,
the dome.
It's dark, it's thundery, there's animatronic freaking
that
dinosaurs.
That scared me for a while. Also, cool. It's Dino Dex. That's his little brother.
Dex.
Dex? Like Dexter's Laboratory?
Fire new show.
Theory. New theory.
Oh, no.
You mean like dextrose?
Oh, God.
That's an inside joke.
No. Anyways, continue.
Why am I in Ohio?
What's your new theory?
Dexter Laboratory is really Dino Dex once he gets a little older and he meets and he becomes friends with Dino Dan.
Dexter is
which
like,
is his brother Dexter's and they have like their own sister. Laboratory.
Dexter's like four, dude.
What about the sister?
Yeah, what about the sister? Also, Dexter never had
they had a sister.
They did?
Mm-hmm. I didn't even know that.
I think so, because it was a girl one for a little while. Yeah.
Huh.
I don't even.
Is this what it feels like to be a millennial?
Dexter
just, like,
is 9 years old, dude, and you're telling me this kid that's like
11. Time travel.
That's crazy. No, actually, yeah. He's six. He's 6 years old.
Time travel. Took him with him. So you want to be a player.
Speaking of dinosaurs, though, you know that technically you could say dinosaur toys are made out of real dinosaurs?
Mm-hmm.
Because dinosaur bones get turned into, well, fossils get turned into fossil fuel, and then get turned into petroleum, and then plastic, and then plastic dinosaurs.
Yeah, I've seen that, like, so many times. Well, they do have a sister. I just looked it up. Her name's Sarah Jane.
Look at me knowing my stuff.
Yeah.
That's rare.
It can happen.
It's rare, but there's always that slim possibility.
There's always hope in the world.
Yeah.
With a little smile of faith.
Yeah. Sorry, I was laughing so nonchalantly.
I just don't understand how you could just not like dinosaurs. Like,
I mean, I don't dislike them. I just don't like them. Like, I have no...
That makes no sense.
I have no...
He doesn't not like them. He just doesn't like
them. I have no mutual feelings for them. Like, I'm mutual. I don't care. No. They exist. They existed. They exist now.
You're telling me if you saw a Diplodonculus.
Okay, that's different though.
You wouldn't be like, oh my gosh, it's a Diplodonculus.
Yeah.
I mean, I would. Is that the one with the.
It's
like,
the Ali-A skit.
It's the Ali-A clip.
It's a Diplodonculus.
He didn't know how to say it. And so he just went, it's a Diplodonculus.
Yeah.
It was in Fortnite. Okay. So calm down. No need to get angry.
So you're saying you wouldn't watch Jurassic Park.
What about Dinosaur Train?
Dinosaur Train's goated.
That was tough. All right. But yeah, Jurassic Park.
Okay, that's different because Chris Pratt's in it.
How's that different?
No, that's...
How is that different? I don't watch the movie for the plot.
That's Jurassic World.
I watch it to see Chris Pratt.
It's World. What about Park?
I've never seen him.
Nah, you're not real. You're actually a fake person.
Nuh-uh.
You're a fake human being.
Touch me right now.
No, I can't even. Every person has seen Jurassic Park.
I've probably seen him. I just don't remember seeing him.
You're just not real, dude.
Yeah, Star Wars only. Star Wars, Spider-Man.
Dude, I have the box set.
Here we go.
Dude, what did you like? Are you even a guy? Like...
Yes, Cohen, I am indeed a guy.
Every man has his dinosaur arc.
I had my dinosaur arc when I was like four.
Dude, that's not long enough.
Four to like six was my dinosaur arc. And then before that was trains, and after that was baseball.
Dinosaur and, train?
And no.
When was Monster Trucks?
Monster Trucks was in between. Like, it was a brief stage. 5 to 6 was like Monster Trucks.
I knew it. These are like every boy has these. Yep.
I saw a video on YouTube the other day, and it was like every boy by the age of 5 has to choose one, and it was all those. I think like some sport one.
Yeah, I remember I used to go to the, what is it called? I haven't seen it in so long. The Monster Mayhem or whatever.
Oh, Monster, yeah, Monster Mayhem.
Monster Jam.
Yeah, that's it, Monster Jam.
It's going to be an indie Mayhem. In like... Man.
Dude, I went to one like 2 years ago, and it was sad. It was just bad. I hated it so much.
Is Gravedigger still there?
No, I think he's retired.
No,
there's
dude.
Another driver for Gravedigger now.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, never mind, he's not retired.
Gravedigger's my favorite.
I feel like Gravedigger was the GOAT back in the day.
That's the GOAT!
Like, if you were talking about Monster Trucks,
that's the nice.
Everybody at least knew who Gravedigger was.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know
who my favorite was?
That and the shark one.
El Toro.
Ooh, El Toro.
I remember I had a foam hat from one of the shows.
My favorite was the dog. What was the dog?
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, the brown dog car with the ears.
I forget. Oh, the Dalmatian was cool too. Yeah. This is the nostalgia episode of Just Yapping Everybody.
Of course, of course.
So today we're talking about more VHS.
No, we're not talking about
Monster Mutt. That's what the
Monster Mutt was.
Yes, it was fire.
Yeah. So a lot has happened in the world of worlds. The Grammys happened.
So you don't like dinosaurs?
Oh my God, Cohen! No,
I just this doesn't seem right to me. No, what's your take on dinosaurs? I haven't heard yours.
I like dinosaurs.
I like trains.
How much do you like dinosaurs?
Dude, he said the line.
I know. I'm scared. Anyways, how much do you like dinosaurs? Scale from 1 to 10.
Used to be, when I was younger, like a 10 out of 10. Now I'm more of like an 8 out of 10.
Makes sense. He's probably like a 0, negative 5.
I'm like a 1.
That's not one any or better. Two, bro. It's not any better.
It's better than negative 5. Like,
dude,
like,
how could you say that about chickens?
Real. Like, do you like chicken nuggets?
They're okay.
Then you like dinosaurs.
What came first, the egg or the chicken?
The chicken, obviously.
How?
Because I said so.
The outside.
But how?
It came from the outside.
But how?
From the
outside.
So
you're telling me a UFO had a chicken on it?
No.
Sent it down to Earth.
Hold on.
The outside.
Not the chicken, not the egg, the outside. Evolution.
Wow.
Exactly.
We don't know what came first because we don't know which one
evolution came first. I've been here forever. I've never left.
That I can believe.
Yeah, I just didn't feel like leaving, so I just kind of stayed around.
Yeah, so what?
I remember riding on my T-Rex.
What colony did you?
His name was Colleen.
Colleen?
Yeah, that was his name.
At least it's not Grolok the Destroyer.
No, not this time.
No. that was the other one.
And so we just, like, we just ruled the world together. And then he, like, died because a meteorite was too much for him.
Yeah.
Like, but it was like, whatever, dude. Because I literally just, like, stood there, and he was like, I can't handle this.
He was like, ah, and you were like, bro, toughen up, dog.
Like, come on, honestly.
Yeah. I was there, too. I was a speck of grass. I don't know if you saw me or anything.
Oh, yeah, I saw you. Yeah.
I was the asteroid.
I was the asteroid.
Dude, why would you do that to Colleen?
Yeah, why Colleen, bro?
It was my
boy. My grass got destroyed because of you. I had grass friends, dog. Listen,
you guys didn't pay your taxes.
Taxes? This is like one.
You didn't pay your air tax.
Year one.
Yeah. You right. I forgot to pay my grass cutting tax.
Dude, we forgot to pay the air tax.
Yeah, that's okay.
The air tour.
The Fire
so
Nation attack.
So I have a question. If you were alive for all this time, what colony did you represent during the 1700s?
Oh, boy.
I don't want to talk about it.
that might be a...
I don't want to talk about it.
That's the first question that came into my mind when he said that.
Yeah, no, I don't want to talk about that.
Yeah, it's okay. I understand.
It was a bad time for me, okay? Anyways, so...
Did you know that the Redcoats were coming?
Yeah.
Yeah, this guy on a horse came running down the road for some reason.
All I'm going to say is that I knew that the Redcoats were going to be there. Don't ask how I knew that.
You basically have time traveled, pretty much. So you just knew.
No, it wasn't time travel. I just lived.
Oh.
Yeah, I started, like, before everything.
Oh.
Like, I was the Big Bang.
Oh.
Yeah. And then I just kind of existed since then, so.
Nice.
Yeah.
I mean, I've like evolved a little from a grass speck to a horse, as into a human.
And you know? I've definitely lost some size going from asteroid to this form. Asteroid to speck of dirt to.
I knew he was about to make that joke, and I just kept it in, and all here is.
Dude, it's just like whatever.
Do you want me to kill your dinosaur again?
Whoa. Hey, Colleen did not deserve this. Dude, he's already oil.
Don't murk the Dino 2.0,
dude,
bro.
He's in your car right now.
Joke's on you. He doesn't have a car.
His mom's car.
There you
My
go.
My bad.
There
Come
you
on,
go.
Children. Let's...
Carine.
Jolene.
It's evil.
Jolene.
All right, dude. Honestly, I think that's kind of like mean. But
yeah, don't.
Who's that one guy? The one actor from Forever Ago that was what? Like, he was before your guys' time.
Who's that one guy actor from that one thing?
He was a famous actor in the black and white and before audio too.
You mean the guy that
Mickey Mouse
stand like stood while houses like fell on when you go through the.
What? Houses fell on somebody?
You never seen
How
that?
Did I not know about this, bro? I was the house.
Wait, first you were a blade of grass, now you're a house?
Yeah. Bro, evolution's weird, dog.
Dude, who is this guy's name?
So like... you were Monster House?
Yeah, pretty much. Great movie, by the way, guys.
Monster House?
I think it's terrifying.
I watched it again recently.
You think it's terrifying?
Well, the last time I saw it was when I was really young. So.
Dude, I was really young when I watched it the first time, and it
scared me.
My mom put my sister down for bed, and she was like, okay, let's watch the movie again, because we had to separate it into two different nights. It was so good. I was so happy.
Bro, I don't like separating movies into two nights. After I turn it off, I probably never finish it. Like, Fast and Furious 6, that's what I'm on right now. I started it like 2 weeks ago.
That's crazy.
And I still haven't finished it.
What do you guys think of James and the Giant Peach?
Oh, that was really
the
good.
The book of the movie.
The movie.
I felt like a fever dream, though, because when I watched it, it was so weird. And then I, like, now it's just like a little blip of memory that ever comes back every now and again.
Yeah, like the BFG.
Yeah, that was really good. I watched that four different times.
I've watched it twice.
And only finished it once.
I've watched it twice and finished it zero times.
For me, James and the Giant Peach, I can't watch. I watched it like only one time in kindergarten. It spooked me.
Spooked you? A giant peach?
Yeah, it's unsettling.
Have you guys seen the Square Pumpkin guy? You know who I'm talking about?
No.
Henry and the Square Pumpkin, or Henry the Square Pumpkin, or something like that. He's a square pumpkin. No. He's tough. I recommend you.
Have you seen Coraline?
No, I haven't.
Nope.
Never seen Coraline?
It looks dumb. I'm what? Sorry.
It's so good.
I'm sorry. It just don't look good.
No, it cooks. It cooks.
I mean, I've seen like clips of it and stuff, and I'm like, why?
No, it cooks hard. It's so good. I can't even like.
Like, Sam and Nightmare Before Christmas.
No, you didn't.
What?
Dude, just go home at this point. I don't even want to talk.
So
this is my show.
You just don't like stop motion.
No, it used to scare me as a child, so I just kind of stopped liking it.
That's the best thing to be scared of.
That's exactly what I feel about James and the Giant Peach. I'll never rewatch it because it spooked
me. Like Chicken Run, Chicken Run or whatever. The claymation. You know what I'm talking about? Chicken Run?
No. I think I know you're talking about.
It's about the chickens that overrule the ruler, the housekeeper, and they run away. And then they come back and capture the housekeeper.
Possibly. Yeah, this movie.
Yeah, that one.
Let's see.
That was fire. I love it.
That movie scared me because of the animation. Seriously, I thought it was weird.
Dude,
I was like four.
So Nightmare Before Christmas is my favorite Christmas and Halloween movie.
It's one of
the
other.
Or no, it's my favorite Halloween. Christmas movie would be National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
I think it's more of a Halloween movie than Christmas. I'm going to be honest.
That's crazy.
I don't see it as a Christmas movie. Same with Die Hard or whatever.
I've never seen Die Hard.
Yeah.
The Santa Claus, though, that was fire.
Isn't that the one that, what's the one where Arnold's in? What's the Arnold movie?
Who's Arnold?
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh, I don't know.
He plays like this guy whose son has a, wants to get this action figure, and he dresses up as the action figure. It's kind of cool.
Jingle All the Way.
One of the greatest Christmas movies of all time.
I like Christmas Chronicles.
Never,
that was good.
Never really seen it.
But I don't know. It was good, but at the same time, I'm just not too big a fan
it wasn't,
of it.
It wasn't great, but it was a good Christmas movie. It's fun.
So
especially when
are we gonna
Santa breaks
the,
bear,
the elephant in the room,
the
like
jail cell.
Home Alone 2?
Ooh,
being
Home
the most
Alone,
underrated Christmas movie of all time.
Okay, I watched a video. I think it was... No, it wasn't Ted Division, but it was this girl who reminds me of him a lot. But she watched all the movies, right? All the Home Alone movies, even the ones past
two. Yeah, I know
two.
What you're talking about, yeah.
And they're just... There's something else, dude. They're not right. I don't like them.
Home Alone 1 was okay. Home Alone 2 is what? The best one.
No, Home Alone 1's the best.
No, stop talking to while I'm talking.
Listen, you shouldn't forget about your kid twice.
Okay,
it
well,
happened.
Okay,
they counted
hold on,
the neighbor.
Hold on. He was there, all right?
Yeah, he was. Then he left.
Yeah.
So it's really on the kid, not on the parent, because they already counted him.
Well, on the in the first movie, he's on the kid too.
Yeah, and he's always quiet.
He's not even home.
Yeah, he's
well. And what's your point?
He went to New York. I don't blame him.
He was in a home,
concrete jungle where dreams are made.
And
of,
he
bro.
Was alone. What's your point? He was in a home and he was alone.
And he happened to be in the richest hotel in the world.
Yeah.
Yeah, and for some reason.
And Trump was there.
Yeah. Before all the stuff.
Before outrageous comments.
Yeah.
Either way.
He was a businessman.
Dude, he had fat money. He had fat cash. I mean, he had fat Trump. And he had everything he needed, dude. Fat hotel.
Yeah.
And all he had to do was beat up Marvin. Ooh, what's the other guy's name? Kevin? No, Kevin's the kid's name.
Marvin and I think it starts with an S.
Dude.
Sam? No.
No, not
Snakes.
Sam.
No.
Snakes.
Marvin. It might be Earl or Eddie.
No.
What is it?
Irvin?
Irvin?
No.
Marvin.
Hold on.
I thought it was Marvin. Okay.
Marvin Harry.
Harry.
Harry's the tall one. Marv's the small one.
Yeah, Marv looks like what he sounds like, you know.
But like, imagine having beef with a kid that you so much that you follow him to New York.
No, they escaped a prison in New York. That's how they, I think.
Dude, I love how they went from the wet bandits to the sticky bandits.
Yeah,
it's getting sticky.
I just don't get why the like the hotel staff is like that. One guy's like, oh, this kid's suspicious. He probably stole that credit card.
Instead, I mean, it's kind of random if some random kid just shows up at the richest hotel in the world and is like, yes, my dad got a room here.
I would call the dad.
Yeah.
He did call the dad.
Like,
he called the dad and he played some movie and it like was like, oh, yeah, that's my kid.
Yeah.
No, like literally call the dad.
That's what he tried to do,
he
Noah.
He literally called the dad.
This guy. Stop.
You know, all this could have been.
Yeah, you did. I heard it.
But I didn't.
Yeah, I heard it. I heard
Nuh-uh.
it.
Mom and dad are fighting again.
Why did you say it like that?
Mom and dad are fighting again. Oh no. Get on their table.
It's like an earthquake.
The rampage is coming.
Yeah. Oh no. Not the rampage.
The
Dude,
mom
that's
rage.
Crazy. The mafia.
What?
I don't know. I heard Bob and my brain went mafia.
Mom rage.
Mafia rage.
You never want to upset
mom. Mafia rave?
What?
Dunce.
Why are you here right now?
Dunce.
Welcome to my daughter's birthday party.
Shrek rave.
I hope you brought a present, otherwise.
Otherwise, you're gone, buddy.
Dude, yeah,
you feel me?
You're gonna go to sleep.
You're gonna go bye-bye, if you know what I mean, pal.
Noah?
What?
What's your favorite anime that you watched?
Favorite anime?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Jace, I know you haven't watched many, but how about you?
Ghost Stories.
Fire, okay. Noah, have you thought of yours yet?
Either Tokyo Ghoul or Fairy Tail.
I haven't seen Fairy Tail, but Tokyo Ghoul's good until... Probably
until it's not
season whip. 3 right. Halfway through season 2.
Watch me whip.
It just
whip.
I don't know. It falls off. It gets confusing and it's weird and I just don't like it.
Yeah, but the ending's so good.
The ending is so good. I think there's a season 4 coming, isn't there?
I hope not. There's a perfect ending.
Yeah, but who cares? They don't care, dude. The fact that what's his friend's name? It's something weird. Oh, Hide came back.
Oh, Husk or whatever. What?
No, Hide. The kid with the yellow hair.
Yeah, his name's like Hide. That's his name.
It's Hide. It's spelled Hide, but it's Hide.
Ah.
Crazy. But the fact that he came back was just chef's kiss. Like,
yeah, dude, I cried when he carried Hide.
Me too. I did too.
Because he was like... turning himself in, basically.
Bro, have you ever seen Sword Art Online?
I watched 16 episodes.
Have you seen the Christmas episode?
No. I got to 16 episodes of season 1, and then I saw the guy that wants to keep Kinito's wife under the sleep in the game. I was like, oh, no. Nah. This dude's creepy. Yeah,
that was weird. I did not like that.
Yeah, I dropped SAO because I was like,
weird. But
I knew he was going to get defeated, but I was like, I can't watch
the part before that. That initial first part, you did see it then. It was like the Christmas scene with this little like cube or like diamond or whatever that had some girl's voice in it, and she sang to him. But it was his teammate, right? And she just like recently died, and it was so sad.
Oh yeah,
I was bawling my eyes out. Yeah, it was terrible.
And
then
Kinito and what's her name?
What
the
woman? Yeah,
hey,
they promised to once they get out, they marry each other.
Mm-hmm. What?
I want to show you something real quick.
I didn't expect it to end that easily. Like beat the game, it was just like, what?
Don't talk. Just watch.
Nah, that's crazy. That's crazy, actually, though.
Yeah.
Anyways, what?
I'll show you later, Noah.
Okay.
It was funny.
So,
have you ever seen Code Geass?
No, but you know what it's really good.
You know what I like?
Hmm.
I don't know.
I just wanted to
feel involved.
It's confusing, but it's
good. Watch anime.
No.
Why?
I don't think it's enjoyable.
Why? Animation. It's just
Japanese,
animation.
It's Japanese animation, Noah.
What's that supposed to mean?
Hold on, hold on.
It's not American!
I need to know why you don't like, just in general, why you don't like it.
I just don't like the animation style.
Well, then,
not for me.
That's why you gotta like watch different ones, because they all have different animation styles.
Like, that's why I like, and I want them to be funny. I don't want them to be like weird and
stupid. There's plenty of comedy.
Naruto, One Piece, JoJo's.
I'm not watching Naruto. I'm not watching one that has more than 100 episodes, JoJo's. Bro.
All right. That's not full comedy. You want full comedy?
That's why I watch Ghost Stories.
There's an anime about a kids show like guy.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
But behind the scenes, he's like really depressed and stuff. And there's a scene
behind the scenes. What are you talking about? He does it right in front of the kids.
Oh yeah, he's like, I hate my life, and the kids are like, huh?
What does that mean?
Yeah, it's so funny, but
I don't even have Crunchyroll or anything, bro.
You don't need it.
It's best in English dub because there's a scene where the purple hair guy comes and talks to him. He's like, "Hey," he talks about something that I probably can't talk about on air, but he's like,
"Hey, I'm trying to explain this show, but I really can't talk about half of it because I can't talk about it on air. So yeah, let me still talk about this show.
You gotta watch JoJo's, okay?
They dance to like." Torture the guy? Isn't that the clip you sent me?
No, they activate their stances.
I gotta show you that video. But I love it so much, dude. Like, it was just like they beat this guy and then they just randomly started dancing.
Yeah, they emoted like, on his goofy eye.
I don't understand why.
What is going on outside?
I've never seen.
I just saw a man.
You just saw a man? What?
They're in the studio D. They're just busting it down.
Get it, I guess.
Yeah. They're doing a JoJo voiceover.
Yeah.
JoJo's is like...
They got to hit the moves and everything while they're going.
JoJo's is like 50% comedy, 50% action. And during the action, there's more comedy. It's goofy. Like the,
so where can I watch this?
Hulu.
Do I have
Hulu? Netflix. My bad, Netflix.
Oh, Netflix. Yeah, we're watching.
Well, no, I feel like I've never seen.
How many episodes?
I've never seen.
Shush. Jojo. How many episodes?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Look it up. Isn't there like 4 seasons?
Yeah. Dude,
if it's under 100, I'll watch.
The first season, like so, halfway through the main character changes, and the second main character, he just runs away from every fight. Like, he'll be like...
Isn't that his plan?
He'll be like mid-battle, and then he just goes. He just leaves, books it.
I'm going to lose. Bye. My secret plan.
He's my favorite, dude. I love him.
Reminds me of me every time I get in a fight. I'm running.
My mentor always told me, have a plan B. This is mine. See ya.
67.
Oh, cool. Yeah, I can watch it then. After 100 episodes, I get bored.
Dude, it's peak. The first half of season one is very like edgy and serious, and I didn't really like it. But it like it
so. Set what up, episode do I need to go to actually?
But
start
it set up the story for the rest of it. So that's why.
How many episodes are in season one?
Ooh, I don't know actually. Hold on. Let me look one more time. I think it's like 20.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, this
season. And how long are each of these episodes? I need full time stamps.
They're like 20 minutes.
Oh, okay.
First season is 26 episodes.
Oh, wow. Well.
And Marin character changes, let's see, by episode. Oh, my gosh.
What is it called?
By episode 10.
Oh, okay. So about halfway.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What are you looking for over there?
I'm looking for that anime I was talking about, the one with the...
Okay.
It's just comedy.
Okay. You can stop. Okay. I understand.
We understand, Noah.
This guy.
Get a load of this. This guy.
Dude, you got to watch the second season as well. Jean-Pierre Ponderef.
What?
He's a G. Jean-Pierre Ponderef.
Are they from France?
He is.
Ah!
Yeah.
Look at me now.
Isn't there, like, don't they go all over the world?
So in second season, they go to Egypt.
Yeah, don't they fight in Paris?
Huh?
Don't they fight in Paris?
No, they don't go to France.
I could have swore there was a JoJo episode with the Eiffel Tower.
Maybe. I don't know. Dude, and for season three, the opening,
we can stop talking about it. Don't spoil.
Hold on.
Don't spoil!
It's not a spoil. It's the best thing ever, though.
Whatever, dude.
Whenever,
just let me watch the show, bro.
Whenever it's about to start, it plays the radio show, right? But like the intro to the radio show is like the best thing I've ever heard, and I love it.
So do I just need to watch this clip and then watch the show?
No. Just watch the show.
Okay.
Okay. Anyways, we can move past now.
Yay. Okay, so Star Wars, Spider-Man, music.
Thinks he knows.
What are we talking about today, guys? Any new updates on Andrew Garfield, Spider-Man, Miles Morales, Spider-Man?
No, there's not been any updates recently.
Oh, no.
So, guys, we're going to Comic-Con.
That's the plan. You need to get money. You need money, Noah.
You need to get fat cash.
Yeah, you need to pay me back.
So, is it... What? Hold on, I gotta ask. Is each day $68, or is it just for all 3 days?
You can get a pass that's like $66 or $68.
All right,
for
I'm
all
buying
three.
It right now.
Oh, okay.
What?
No, I don't think I'll be able to take you. Because I have to have him ride with me. Because we're also watching the wrestling thing one day, all day. That'll probably be a Sunday thing.
What wrestling thing?
They have a wrestling ring, and it's like a wrestling, and they do a bunch of wrestling matches. It's like a whole thing. And you get to meet the wrestlers.
The people at Comic-Con?
Yeah. But not like people at Comic-Con. They're their own thing.
Dude,
but
Ash Ketchum is going to fight freaking the Power Rangers.
Yeah, but it's not like that. It's
Found it.
It's their own. Okay. Anyways, that looks cringe.
What is it looks cringe, but it's like.
Is it like iCarly or something?
No.
Is that what they're ripping off? Like.
No, it's.
I know.
It looks fun and like happy. But
I don't mess with those.
The guy is.
Fun,
not,
happy?
Not
for me.
No.
Yeah, it's not fun and happy though. It's the complete opposite. You go in
this
expecting
guy.
Happy, and
can
he's
I go
like,
back
I
to
hate
talking
him.
About my. Wrestling at Comic-Con. Okay, thank you. So basically, there's an Indianapolis wrestling organization, and they set up a ring at Comic-Con in one of the convention halls and one of the pods, and they have a wrestling thing for like 3 hours.
That's crazy.
So one day we will be doing that.
One day.
It's probably Sunday, because Sunday is like the day where everybody chills.
So why can't Noah go?
Because I have to buy his ticket. And I mean, I can, but I don't know if you could fit in the car that we're taking. That we're not like that, but like,
where are you taking a bug?
No,
we're taking an SUV.
Yeah, we're taking an SUV.
No, we're taking a minivan, but we're not sure if you could fit.
I didn't mean it like that. I'm just saying, there's already going to be four people.
No, we're taking an airplane.
Yeah,
but we're not sure if you're going to be able to fit.
Yeah, shout out Lyft.
I wish that's what Lyft was, dude. Just little airplanes.
Now that Leo's not here, you're just ganging up on me?
What?
Wow.
The audacity.
The audacity.
For you to blame us like that, even
yeah.
though we're not sure if you'll fit on a plane.
What? Sorry, Noah. We love you, but...
Do we?
I do, at least. I don't know about you.
I mean, I love you.
Yeah, this is on my heart right now. Look. It broke.
Yeah, because they're wearing the symbiote.
I am Venom.
Dude.
No, you're cringe.
Anyways, why can't he fit?
But it's like it's an SUV, dog. So you would have to sit in the third row because you're the smallest.
Who all is going?
My cousin, my other cousin, him.
Your whole entire family?
I didn't know your whole family was going. No,
it's two other people.
Grandma, grandpa, third cousin, fifth cousin.
That's who's taking me.
Why can't us three just sit back?
You do realize I can get myself there, right?
You can?
Yeah, my mom doesn't work.
She's a stay-at-home mom?
Yeah.
That's a W.
What does your stepdad do?
He trucks.
Six figures.
Okay.
Well, I'll be making eight.
Hey, you'd be making millions, what? Bro.
Easy money.
Pet supplies be paying well.
Yeah.
I guess. Wish, dude. Pet supplies pays less than McDonald's, but I still love it.
You love seeing animals.
And that's the thing that really matters.
Have you ever held a snake?
Guys, remember.
Oh, yeah.
The thing that matters is you don't need too much money. Just enjoy your job.
Yeah. It's like they always say, if you enjoy it, it will end up paying well.
Exactly.
I don't enjoy my job, and it doesn't pay well, so.
Remember, guys, if you enjoy your job, that'll pay off in the end. That's why I hate my job. That's why I never get paid.
That's why I don't have a job.
Okay. So, Jace quit.
What?
Quit.
Okay.
Wait, that's all it was? All I got to do is tell you, and then you'll just quit your job?
No.
Do they have blueberry Fago on here?
I don't think I've ever had that.
See, that's why you won't fit in the car.
You always think about food. I made that joke on purpose.
I didn't even know what blueberry Fago is, but he just instantly, I've never had that.
Nope.
Wouldn't that say more that I didn't have it?
But
drink
you know
Fago.
What it is.
I've never drank Fago.
Yeah, it's too sugary for me. I'm like,
it's too much carbonation.
Honestly, I just don't like Fago in general.
The only soda.
It's not yummy.
Yeah, the only soda I drink is Sprite and ginger ale.
Only soda you drink?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So, we have a new Just Yappin' promo.
What?
Yeah, me and him made it.
What?
Well, I made it and I put him on it.
He just got to smile a little bit.
Yeah, he was like, oh my gosh.
And it's
got
my music.
You don't have
it. Does
music.
Have his music. That's why he's actually on it, is because I used one of his beats.
Hi, Noah. Noah's here today, guys.
Everybody, welcome to Noah Holt.
I just got here.
He's been here the whole time, but he's not been here the whole time.
Yeah.
So it's okay.
He's been thinking about food.
What?
He's been at McDonald's.
Think about water.
Water.
I'm healthy.
Dude, I go to McDonald's almost every day.
What do you get?
Who knows? But my main course is usually two Big Macs.
What?
You can eat two Big Macs?
I could eat three or four.
Dude, I eat one Big Mac and I'm done for like 4 hours.
I'm done for like two, but like...
Dude, I can eat as many as I feel. I just can't eat fries with it. Which is sad because their fries are the bomb.
Hello, Miss Johnson.
Yeah, because they got food crack.
They got what?
Food crack. Like how food is so good that it, like, you just want more.
Yeah, I agree. And that's why you guys are officially listening.
That's what a Chinese buffet is.
God, this guy.
That's what a Chinese buffet
is. Hey, I have to do something real quick.
As soon as you eat a little
bit. I have
bit.
To do something. You guys are tuned into WBDG FM HD1 Indianapolis, your station for variety. Indy's Giant 90.9. There you go. Now talk.
As I was saying before, I was so rudely interrupted.
What?
That's what a Chinese buffet is, dude. Like, as soon as you eat, it's like, oh, I don't feel very full. And then you just keep eating more and more and more and more.
Nah, dude. I'll have one plate and I'm like, I'm done.
What?
I have a small stomach.
That's
I wouldn't be able to tell.
Watch it.
Or you what, Noah?
You don't want to hear the things I could come up with as comebacks.
Dude, honestly, I think
What?
I don't know.
When I go to Chinese buffets, I just go row by row. Like, I'll get something from one row, go sit down, eat it, get something from another row, go sit down, eat it. And it's not like one thing. It's like multiple things.
That's why you can eat so much. You're exercising. You eat something.
Exercise my stomach.
No, you eat something, get up, walk, get down, eat, get back up, grab something.
Last time I went to a Chinese buffet, I got a salad.
Last time I went to a Chinese buffet,
no, You've never been to a Chinese buffet. Noodles. Stop talking.
Never been to a what?
Chinese buffet. He's never been.
You just said that he eats one place. Okay.
Dude, Dong's China buffet.
Oh, I love it. And it's right next to my work, too.
Okay, anyways. I didn't realize we were still talking about this because someone's never been.
Dude.
What?
Have you ever been to Golden Corral?
Yeah.
No. Guys, it's like the one movie, A Diary of a Wimpy Kid, where he makes fun of the Indian kid and like completely blocks him out. I don't know. It's like Chirag or something.
I don't think we should talk about this anymore.
I don't think. Yeah, that might be a generation too old.
Anyway.
No, Diary of a Wimpy Kid. Hi, do you guys not know what I'm talking about?
Yes, I
know
about.
I know what Diary of a Wimpy Kid is.
Do you remember
is?
The part of the movie? It's like an I've entire never plot seen point. It. Get out.
I've never just read it leave, either.
Dude. What?
This is Jason Cohen's show now. My God.
That's how it started, and that's how it should end because of you.
Yeah.
I was focused on other books.
Like what?
Dogman?
I can't remember. Probably,
dude,
yeah.
Dogman movie came out. I need to see it so badly.
It's...
Don't even. I will.
It's rip off of Captain Underpants.
Tell me it's bad.
It's what? The rip
it's made off by the same guy.
I know, that's why it's a rip off.
What's the guy's name? Like David Pilkey?
David Pike.
I thought it was Pilkey.
Yeah, it's Pilkey or something.
Pilkey. Well, Pilkey. Pile Driver. There we go.
Pile Driver.
Tombstone awesome. Pile Driver.
Captain Sorry. Underpants movie was fire.
That's one of the best movies of all time. Stand on it.
Real. I wish.
I don't like Dogman, though. I was never a big Dogman fan.
I love Dogman. I have all the books.
I was more of a Captain Underpants fan.
In third grade, I stole a Captain Underpants.
So now we're admitting to be teacher. A thief.
Yeah,
put a shicey on,
from my
pal.
Teacher.
What?
She gave me the
you
book
know
to take home.
You don't know what a shicey
is?
It's
is that
a ski
the thing
mask.
With
it's a ski mask.
Rick?
No.
Who's
no,
Rick?
What is Rick, bro?
That's Schwasty. Never mind.
Oh, my God.
But,
She
gave me
this
the
guy.
Book, and I took it home, and I just, like, didn't bring it back.
So we are officially almost 1 hour in, guys, and I'm going mentally insane.
And I have admitted to theft.
I hope your mom listens to this and makes you return all those books.
She does listen to this. I don't know where that book is anymore.
Oh.
I just know it's somewhere in my closet. Yeah. Stole a book.
Ta-da. Upgrade.
Accidentally.
Dude,
sorry, Mr.
whenever Jason. I love book fairs. They were so much fun. And I always buy some little trinket for myself. And one year I bought the big finger.
Yeah.
And I just
Oh, the finger
those.
On like the pointer mm-hmm. and you could point out. Yeah.
And I just kept poking people
yeah,
with it.
Yeah. I had a
and then
I had
eventually
one that,
I lost and I have no idea where it went. And I was so sad.
I had one that extended.
That's like devious. The things you could do with that.
Yeah, you could poke it.
You could just like, and just like smack somebody from across the room and then just bring it back in.
Yeah, dude. The
like
feeling of
measure.
The feeling of the teacher giving you the pointer and letting you like point at the board.
Dude, there's only been one teacher that I had that had a pointer finger, and she came over and
I've
just
had
like,
multiple.
Like I had my hand on the table, and I don't know why, but she just came over with it and just smacked my hand. What are you doing?
You lost your pointer finger.
No!
Not Noah! He was so...
tiny.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's hey. Not true.
Come on now.
We were giving you credit.
I also had that same teacher. She threw markers at me a lot.
Okay, guys. Okay, cool. What are we dressing up for Comic-Con?
I've been wondering, what am I going to dress up as for Comic-Con?
You're going to dress up as Ned. If we do Spider-Man, you're going to be Ned.
That's crazy.
No, Leo would be Ned.
That's crazy.
No, you're Ned.
Dude, shave your head.
He has hair.
Yeah,
the
but the
doesn't.
Actor doesn't, so shave your head.
No, I'm going to be that one doctor that the...
Doctor Strange?
No, Doc Ock.
No, the the actor? Who else? What kind of doctor is he?
What? What are you talking about?
You've never seen that meme?
What kind of doctor is he?
I can't say it, but...
Then why bring it up, Noah?
Why do you bring things up that you can't talk about?
Yeah.
Hey, guys, let's do a radio show, but only talk about things that we can't talk about, and then to say, hey, I can't talk about this, by the way.
Yeah, that's all you bring to the conversation, Noah. You bring up anime, sometimes movie stuff, and things you can't talk about.
No, I'll be Harry Osborn.
See, there we go. Now I said something that makes sense. But
so you're going to dress up in a suit?
Are you going to be the Hobgoblin?
Oh, my God. I could be Ian.
Spider-Man.
Who's Ian?
The rapper. I could dress up in the valedictorian outfit and just walk around like this. Look it up.
It's Ian, over now, Ian Spider-Man.
Can I dress up as Tyler?
No.
I'm
going to ban you right now. No.
Ian.
Who?
Tyler, the Creator.
Oh, right.
He's, you know.
Yeah, the guy with the haircut.
I look up Ian. The second picture is Tyler.
Yeah, because Tyler dissed Ian.
He's a pretty boy.
Yeah. I feel like I could pull that outfit off.
He's 19?
Yeah. He played rugby at Clemson.
That's crazy. That's the funniest thing is I just saw the word Clemson, too. So, yeah. I know you're right in that you're a little cutie.
Thank you.
Anyways.
Seriously, we got to lock in. Who are we dressing up as? I thought about being Cal from the Star Wars game. Seriously. I have a lightsaber and everything.
Hold on. Let me show you.
I got one, too, but the blade's broken.
That sucks.
Yeah.
Why did you say that sucks?
Yeah.
That really sucks.
It does suck.
Isn't he perfect?
What?
It does suck.
That's not Cell.
Do you know how expensive those things are?
I like Vegeta.
Cell's going to be there, though.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I saw that. We just walk up to him and be like, yo, you're perfect.
Hey, you're perfect.
You're perfect.
If you're not perfect, then you're not me.
I heard you're the strongest.
I know who's the strongest.
I'm going to get enough money to get him to sign an autograph.
Yeah, but you can't buy your own ticket. Crazy. How many days are you going, bro? You're not me.
I don't know.
So are we all going to skip school Friday so we can all go Friday too?
Is it during the day Friday? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Then yes.
I'm not going to skip
school. Like, I'm skipping
school. Okay. Well, you're a loser.
I need
that's,
I need
no, to go. That's I'm the final straw. That, well, I'm ahead in everything. No, I can skip school.
I got to ask.
I'm not.
I got to be like, hey, mother.
I'm two steps behind.
Actually, she's probably listening. Hey, mother, can I skip school?
Yo, mom. Yo, Cohen's mom, how you doing?
Is it March?
Yeah, it's 14th. March 14th to the 8th, to the 16th. I need him to skip school with me. So we can go to Comic-Con and meet some really cool people and watch some really cool things, meet some really cool people,
exactly.
And get cool things. Yeah, I just said the same thing twice, but I don't really care.
I need to
I hope Cohen's mom has a great rest of her day, and thank you for listening to our show to consistently.
It is not the end.
Yeah, it's not the end, though. We're still going to keep on talking, but shout out Cohen's mom.
Yeah.
I wish my mom listened to the show.
But basically, I need to meet Perfect Cell.
She can't.
If you're not perfect. Then you're not me.
I want to get Cell's autograph because my stepdad
His
really
stepdad
likes
stepdad really Dragon likes Ball Z. Cell and he's a truck driver, so it'd be a fun Father's Day gift. I've heard this already.
Yeah.
Dude, I would
Because he's I'm perfect.
Just, I'm just being just, nice.
I would just want a video of him saying, "If you're not perfect, then you're not me."
You still have
me.
To pay for it.
For my uncle.
Yeah, you would still have to pay for it. But.
What if I just go up to him and ask and just like not pay because I don't want to?
Then you'll get kicked
the
out.
The Miles Morales, hey.
Yeah.
Hey. Doesn't he do that to Kingpin and then he just flies?
Yeah,
Yo, Kingpin. You know what Kingpin is, huh?
Hey. I got to meet Miles, the voice actor.
Dude, you know the best thing about...
Last year was stacked. I don't know what happened this year.
About Ark is that...
It's just not one of those years.
If I use a certain dinosaur, then I can literally hit something and it just flies. And it's great. I love it. It makes me so happy.
Sigh.
Anyways.
That's crazy.
Sigh. The host sighs.
Okay, this isn't the crow.
Anyways.
What?
The raven.
The raven. How to Kill a Mockingbird.
How to Kill a Mockingbird.
Dude.
Hi.
I watched the movie.
Harry Styles.
As it was. I feel like the movie's, like, not as good
as
the
book. Oh, my God. Okay, I'm a ginger, right?
for people that don't know at home, I'm a ginger. Whatever. Okay. Cohen.
Huh?
What do I dress up as? All seriousness.
Wait.
Because I am the actual height of all three. I'm taller than two of the Spider-Men, and I'm as tall as one of them.
Hold on. You look something up real quick.
Wait. Technically, in one of the Spider-Man shows, one of the animated ones, Harry Osborn and Norman Osborn are ginger.
Do I dress up as Harry?
Well, you would have to shave your head.
Harry Potter?
No.
Have you seen Harry Potter?
I've thought about it, though. Oh, yeah, I could be Ronald Weasley.
That's what I was about to say.
Yeah. I don't like Harry Potter that much. Why not? I mean, I do. I like Draco, but...
Malfoy?
Yeah, he cool.
Malfoy?
Yeah, Malfoy.
I searched up Malfoy? Ginger Spider-Man characters, and it showed Mary Jane. So, dude, you could be Mary Jane.
You could be Fry.
Who?
Fry.
Oh my god, it could be Fry.
I have that exact outfit too. That's the sad
thing. No way, dude. You could be Fry. No way.
Yeah.
You want to be, what's this guy's name?
Let me see. I could tell you.
Nah, hold up, hold up.
You got this, I believe.
I think Daredevil's redheaded.
I'm not dressing up.
You want to be Peter Pan?
No, I want to fly away. If you dress up as Tinkerbell or Captain Hook.
I'm not dressing up as Tinkerbell.
No way. You can be Tinkerbell.
No way.
No, wait. You can be Peter Pan. He can be Captain Hook. And I can be the alligator.
Why does that guy exist? What is that guy from?
That's the one guy from...
Hey Arnold?
Yeah, Hey Arnold.
Yeah. No, it's from...
No, he's from Hey Arnold. Don't even try and say that I'm wrong because I know that I'm right.
Narcissist.
Anyways... The little cowboy from Looney Tunes.
Yeah. Oh my God. What's his name? I forget.
I got the perfect one for you.
Okay. Show me.
His name starts with Ronald and ends with McDonald.
I'm not a clown and I'm not that pale.
Oh, you could be. I forgot his name. But
the guy from Rugrats. Yeah.
I can't think of it.
It should be on there.
No, I gotta click on seven different pictures of him to find it.
It
just shows 30 most common redhead characters.
Okay. Next. That one's actually... I could be the kid from the Magic School Bus.
Oh.
With the friends? No way.
And you're talking about...
Yeah. I need to actually lock in chat and figure out what...
Dude, you could be... let me think. I don't know. I can't think of any characters now, from anything.
Yeah. It's hard to, redheads just are not.
I
found out redhead actors are really actually,
Dude, okay, have you watched Adventure Time?
Not really, but show me.
You know who Jake the Dog is?
Yes.
You be Jake the Dog, I'll be Finn, dude.
How would that work?
What do you mean, how would that work?
You could be Daredevil, I'm telling you. He's redheaded.
Is he really?
Yeah, in the comics, he's redheaded.
That's crazy. I didn't know that. I will not be watching the Daredevil show.
Because I have
a one either.
I just don't enjoy it.
I have this comic.
When it comes to superheroes, I have to see visual or cool powers, not oh yeah, you're strong.
Yeah, so
good job.
Or we could all dress up as Spider-Man and randomly just have a picture for our thing.
Yeah, it is three.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't like you, so no, just kidding.
Okay, yeah. Miguel O'Hara. Dang. Critical of everybody.
So who would be which Spider-Man?
I feel like I would rock the Venom, Tobey Maguire suit.
Toby?
You can be Ben. Andrew.
Yes, baby. Because
you're the tallest one.
I love Andrew.
You can be
Ned. I love Andrew.
Or Harry.
Tom?
He wouldn't be Tom, though. I would have
to
be Tom.
He has to be Tom.
I would end up having to be Tom.
Then he would have to be Toby.
Yeah, you'd be Toby.
I'm going to put some dirt in your eye.
Look at little guy. I like Junior. Toby's suit more than Tom's. That's why.
Gonna cry.
Ooh, we could all dress up in suits. Men in Black.
That's crazy.
Mr. President. You have a suit?
I don't have a suit.
The only suit I have is...
We can go to Goodwill and get you
one. The only suit I have is a Beetlejuice one.
Oh. Well, that'll work. Not really.
There's
need
so
a black
many
suit.
Different ideas.
You can get black suits on Amazon.
Yeah, for $10. But they're cheap ones.
Yeah, that's fun.
You gotta look actually fancy for once.
Yeah, I have a dress shirt.
You have a dress?
Shirt.
Dress?
Shirt.
You dress? Have a dress?
No.
Me too.
Me too, twin. Yes.
Dude, you have two? You have a tutu?
Bro.
What?
That's crazy. He's got a dress so and confused. A tutu.
You have a tutu? Are you a ballerina?
Like, hey, you're literally a ballerina.
You're literally We're a talking ballerina, Marvel. Dude.
Yes, dude. Marvel ballerinas.
You could be Thanos.
Thanos in a tutu.
Thanos in a tutu is crazy.
Life in a balance.
I am inevitable.
He's talking about balance, and then he just starts going.
Thanos in a tutu?
No!
Gotta have perfect balance, dude.
No!
Gamora, my daughter, watch this. I'm sorry.
Javion's here, everybody, but not in the studio.
He's just looking at us like a weirdo.
Looking at us like we're in an exhibit.
Okay, no, Wolverine. Think about it. Wolverine.
I literally was going to say Wolverine earlier.
You should be Wolverine.
No, I was going to say for you.
Why?
Don't give me that look.
Leo has the mutton chops to be Wolverine.
Yeah, okay, but like, fair. You don't need to have the mask that shows off your bottom half of your face.
Also, where? How? Where and how?
Dude, if someone's being Wolverine,
okay, so you dress up really nice. You can be the manager, and we can act like we're famous.
No.
One of you dresses up as like.
We have like paparazzi.
No.
Dude, that would be so cool. We hired.
I would not. No.
Dude, we could hire paparazzi.
I'm not paying $400 for like 8 people to come around me and take pictures of me.
But it would be so cool. It would make us look important.
They dox you.
Yes, well, I live on.
I live on.
Look up Trio
Road
cartoon or characters or whatever.
And we'll, Ed and we'll Eddie.
We could be Ed and Eddie. Who would be Ed? Who would be Ed? And who would be Eddie?
It's lab small, rats.
Lab rats.
I don't remember what Ed and Eddie look like.
Oh, no. I love that show, but I'm not, you know.
Small, medium, and then really tall, so.
Yeah, so JVN
could be Leo.
Huh?
Lab rats.
No. Leo's out of the picture now. He's going to be on Artist Alley probably the entire time.
JVN could be.
Leo from Lab Rats.
Oh, yeah, no. He's not going.
Powerpuff Girls.
So here's the thing.
No,
I don't dislike that idea.
Wait, who would be the doctor?
Nobody.
Yeah, we wouldn't have one. We could just say Powerpuff Girls are on the loose.
I'll be Bubbles.
Doesn't one have red hair?
Yeah.
Yeah.
One's literally a redhead.
Hear me out.
Do we do it by hair color and eye color?
I'll be Bubbles. He'll be Buttercup. You'll be. I don't even remember what the redheads one.
Princess Sparkles. Not really.
We could.
Isn't there a fourth one? The dark and edgy one?
No.
That's Buttercup.
Yeah. She's the emo of the group.
Here's the first. We could be Clarence.
Dude, can I be the kid with the shaved head? You could be Clarence!
No.
That's crazy, dude. And I'd be the Minecraft looking guy.
Cut your hair, seriously. Just cut it kind of shorter, and I'll get you the Clarence outfit, bro. You look like Clarence.
No, I don't.
Yes,
my hair
you
is
do.
Way darker.
Plus, yes, you do.
I will not wear something like that. That looks horrid.
It's just for one day, Noah.
Nah.
God, nah. This guy. He thinks he has aura.
I'm putting my foot down.
Aura.
He thinks he has Duke Dennis aura.
He's putting
doesn't.
Everybody watch out. He's putting his foot down.
For the first time in forever. Wow.
Whoa. I didn't know what you were talking about. Queso, calm down, guys.
Guys.
You're queso?
We could be the Golden Girls.
No.
I'm a pebble.
You don't want to be the Golden Girls?
Okay, we could be horror
the
characters.
The Golden Girls?
We could be horror characters. Be you have the Beetlejuice suit, so you could be Beetlejuice.
Yeah.
Dude. And then you could be a Jake Skellington.
Jake Skellington.
Okay, whatever.
Jake Skellington.
Yeah, because I can also do the voice.
Oh, we could do Cat in the Hat, Thing 1 and Thing 2.
But there's 3 of us.
Cat in the Hat, Thing 1 and Thing 2.
Who would be Cat in the Hat? I don't want to be Thing 1 or 2 with him.
That's too bad.
No, I think that's not original, though.
Yeah, that is
not an
basic.
Original.
That is kind of basic, because I've seen Thing 1 and Thing 2 people there.
You guys don't love me.
I know.
Dude, I think Spider-Man's perfect.
Okay. Well, look up a Spider-Man costume.
What if we just, like, don't do, like, Andrew, Toby, and Tom, though? We just
Let's do, like, comic like, ones.
Whichever ones we want.
Yeah, that's valid.
Gonna cry?
I'm gonna still cry? Doing Toby. I don't care.
You still gonna be Toby?
Yeah, I like his Venom suit.
Little Goblin Jr.
Let's not all go silent. This is sad.
Tobey Maguire, Spider-Man.
What is this? What is this? Let me see. Hold on. I gotta load.
Is it like a wish.com?
Let me see.
Bro, it's the Vine. Ivy Peak.
Oh, it's the Joji. Filthy Frank.
It's the Vine guy. You know
the Filthy Frank.
Vine guy.
Filthy Frank. Yeah. God, you don't know your people, man.
I don't know who this man is, but why does he look like that?
You know that. I got osteoporosis.
No, I don't know this guy. If I knew this guy, I wouldn't be so dumbfounded.
You've never seen the
Frank. It's Joji. It's Joji's character before
he became Joji.
You don't know who Joji is?
No, I don't know.
You would be the one person I would. He's a musician. You'd be the one person I would think.
You've never seen this guy.
No. That's the other guy.
Oh, maybe I have.
Yeah, this
Joji wears a pink suit.
This is Filthy Frank.
Yeah.
I wish I was Frank. I kind of want to be Spider Noir.
Joji's the one that has osteoporosis.
His costumes
right?
are like $300, though.
Yeah. This one on here is $112. Just sad.
Tobey Maguire.
Who's going to be Indian Spider-Man?
Dude, I dress up as me,
not
but
me.
Chillaxed.
It's or just, you should dress up as a Spider-Man.
You, but chillaxed.
Oh,
yeah,
my God.
It's me with
Fat
a bean
Thor.
Bog. What? A bean bag.
No.
That's crazy.
I don't mean that in a mean way. It's just.
I need my hammer now. I need my hammer.
I
do have a wait. I do have a Thor's
that,
hammer. Yeah. It's like this big.
Are
it's a tiny
perfect.
Thor hammer.
That's perfect.
Yeah, and the strap's broken and stuff.
Can we do this, please? I want you to dress up as Fat Thor.
Loki, I need my.
I
hammer.
Will pay for the ticket if you dress up as Fat Thor.
That's crazy.
We will make this work.
Only if you dress up as Fat Thor will I pay for your ticket.
Yeah. You got
this blackmail?
Yes.
I don't think it's blackmail. It's
Venom.
It's
an opportunity.
Yeah. I think it's a theory.
Just a game theory. Sorry.
Thanks for watching. Oh, it's beautiful, dude. It's beautiful. So when are you gonna like buy the ticket for yourself, Noah, and stop being like mean?
Well, yeah, for real. To be fair, I would have gotten the ticket myself. If I wasn't broke from Christmas.
He says would've as if, like, there's not still a month left to buy a...
Yeah.
I don't have an income.
Yeah, you do.
Do what? Chores.
I do?
It's called
Where?
Your mom.
Mail. Mask style.
You say mail? Go sell your
jungle.
Mail.
Yeah, facts.
Yo, my unopened mail. eBay.
eBay.
Size. I am a...
Who
do I do medium
eBay
or large?
Package?
I think
large.
I do medium.
I would do large, just in case.
Oh, okay.
Are you buying it?
Yeah, probably.
Like this second?
Maybe.
That's crazy. I think I'm going to go to a Spider-Man Noir. Low key. To the high key.
Not need.
What do you think is going to be your final determine?
It's $71.
I don't know. I don't want to dress up as something
Hold
too...
on, be quiet. I'm not talking to you. What's $71?
The suit. Without shipping.
Suit
without shipping,
yeah.
What Jeez. Suit?
I can wear it all 3 days. So, this one,
oh, that's cool, that's tough,
yeah. I know.
All right,
it's
anyways.
The,
I guess I'll talk to you now, Noah. What was I saying?
It's
oh, yeah,
the
what's your
Spider-Man?
Hey, be quiet. I'm talking to
shush.
Him.
It's Spider-Man.
So what's your
3.
Determining
Stop talking.
It's Spider-Man 3 Venom,
okay.
Costume, ooh, yeah. Ooh, okay, ooh. Now you can talk.
What's your determined costume?
I don't know.
Maybe he just doesn't dress up as anything.
Dude, I looked
Dude,
up Spider-Man.
That's what I'm saying.
I looked
Me,
up Spider-Man Noir.
It's just my normal clothes, but with a beanbag on my back.
That sounds normal.
I have a question. Can you take a shower?
What?
Before you go.
When I get home.
Yeah, before you go, can you take a shower? I know it's been a while, but.
What?
Dude.
The kids are
I looked
home.
Up Spider-Man Noir costume on Amazon, and the first thing I see is Gojo.
I was gonna take a shower. A few days ago,
there is no
my
Spider-Man
mom got
Noir,
sick.
Dude.
So
a few days ago,
so you haven't taken a shower in a few days.
I would have yesterday, but my mom was sick.
What does it have to do with your shower?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
We only have like one shower.
What's your point?
So your mom's been it's throwing up in the master
bathroom.
We'll tell her to get out of the master bedroom.
For real.
She's sick.
What's your point?
But just put a towel on when you get out.
What does that have to do with anything? What? Just stay in the bathroom and close.
No, he's making it sound like his mom. He doesn't want his mom.
No. I'm saying.
Yeah, why can't you just walk right past her and go into the bathroom?
She
yeah.
got sick in the bathroom.
Oh.
Clean it.
She didn't.
Yeah, God. He's making excuses.
I thought he was actually going to throw it. That was scary. Ooh.
Oh, this guy.
I think he's just making excuses.
For real.
How long has it been since you've taken a shower?
I took one yesterday. Day. Last night.
Good.
I took
Did
one.
Did you say good?
I took one on Sunday.
I took one on Sunday, Saturday, and Monday.
Nice. I don't take a shower every day anymore. Because my hair, I like it when it kind of.
I like it when it's greasy.
Not that greasy, but yeah.
He likes it when it's all icky.
My hair doesn't get that greasy.
I like my cheese drippy, bro.
You're weird. Why am I on this?
I thought this was a good one, and now I'm looking at it, and I don't think it's a good one anymore. Here, look through this, Jace.
Okay, I'm looking.
You guys are just shopping.
Do you have your phone?
Yeah.
Shop. This is the third hour of just
this
yapping.
This is not just yapping. This is just shopping.
Yeah, facts. That was tough.
It's tough, here. But I think, I don't know, the face I feel is a little bland. Maybe, but at the same time, it's Spider-Man Noir. Face. Dude, Spider-Man Noir is getting his own movie. I'm so excited.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, sick.
And it's confirmed that, what's the guy's name? Keanu Reeves is going to play him. No, Nick Cage. Yeah, my bad. Sorry.
Really?
I don't know why I said Keanu Reeves.
He played Ghost Rider.
Who?
Nick Cage.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that.
He's the original Ghost Rider.
Yeah.
Should I go with that one?
It's up to you. If you want
There's
to spend
like
all
only
that.
Two.
Oh.
That I can find in general.
Well, you are tall, and Spider-Noir is pretty tall, so.
So, what are you going as?
I'm going as probably, I haven't decided yet, but I think if we do all three do Spider-Man,
Here's the other one, but it looks more like a cowboy.
I feel like that's more natural. Yeah, that's more natural to the first Spider-Noir.
Really?
Yeah, that's more of him.
I feel like he looks like a cowboy.
Because he's in the Western.
Spider-Man Noir?
Yeah. In the first movie, he literally said he walked into a thing in the country.
What? He's from the city. He's from a 1920s city.
Oh.
He's from New York. 1930s.
Oh, my bad. I'm thinking of a different Spider-Man then.
Cowboy.
Yeah. So, get the second one then. But I'm thinking Spider-Man 3.
Yeah, continue.
Mm-hmm. Venom suit. I was waiting for him to look at me. So, yeah.
Spider-Man 3 Venom suit?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Or, what other one could I do?
You could do... Spider-Punk.
I don't like Spider-Punk's
what?
Suit.
Why?
I like his vest. I just don't like the suit. I don't like the spikes on the head. Doesn't fit my aesthetic.
Aesthetic.
What are you like? What are you giggling about over there?
Dude, look at this Green Goblin suit.
You should dress up as Green Goblin.
Skin tight suit.
Yeah, that's what they all are. No, all the ones.
I wouldn't be able to.
But it's Green Goblin, so it's just not. It doesn't make sense for it to be skin tight.
That's true.
For Spider-Man, obviously.
Yeah.
Like the best one I see here is like.
Dude, you know for Spider-Man Green Goblin, like they were just gonna use, what's his name? William Dafoe.
William Dafoe.
They were just going to use his regular face for, like, instead of a mask, but they said it was too scary. Like, it gave people nightmares.
Oh.
Yeah. So they had to give him a mask.
Isn't that the same thing they said about Voldemort? Is that they had to change it because of how the original design was so scary?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like they should have kept it.
For real.
Weird.
But it made him way more terrifying. Instead of just a dude without a nose and he's like, Harry Potter!
It's crazy to think that.
Have you seen the original shadow design?
No. Is it like the original Sonic one?
Yeah.
No. I gotta look this up now. Original shadow design.
Free delivery. Sick.
Yeah, no, I don't see it. Oh, gosh.
So, no.
Is this it?
No, for the games.
Oh. Yeah, exactly. Are you talking about...
Threats and Menaces Spider-Man suit? Anybody know? It's blue and white. It's that one.
Are you talking about this?
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Isn't that, like, the copy one?
No, you're thinking of Metal Sonic.
No, no, not Metal Sonic. From the game...
Which one? It's a Give game me a second. Franchise.
This guy.
The one with the princess.
The Sonic guy from the game.
You know, where it's like Shadow, like Shadow's clone.
There's a Captain Spider suit.
I have no idea what you're talking about. What?
It's Captain America Spider-Man.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, I have no idea. It's $300.
Dang. Yeah.
It's a lot. Nah, easy money, easy
money. Yeah, okay, so I think that's going to wrap up today's show. I'm getting bored.
All right, well, Noah, what are you doing?
Tomorrow we shall edit.
Trying to find Clone Shadow.
Okay, well, do that out there. Okay, anyways, everybody, have a great rest of your day.
I love you.
Love you too, Colin. And I love the people that listen every week to Just Yappin' on Indie's Giant 90.9. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Have a great rest of your day. Goodbye.